little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So next presentation is a patient who's concerned that they might have a mole that could be nasty. So we don't have a name for you yet. We will give you a name. You can be Sonia, if that's okay. So, Sonia, do you have any family history of skin cancer or melanoma at all?
No, doctor.
Is there any reason why you might be particularly prone to getting melanomas or skin cancer?
Well, it's just that, you know, a good 10 years or so ago, I would have used the sunbeds quite a lot, you know, doctor. I mean, you know how popular they are around here.
So there's been times in the past where you've been burnt by the sun and you're worried because you might have damaged
probably
your skin.
I mean, it's not that I go abroad really or anything, doctor. It's just that the sunbeds, you know, for a few years I was there pretty regularly.
And this mole that we're looking at the moment, has this changed at all?
Well, I'm not sure that's really why I'm here. I haven't really noticed a change. It's just that it is quite large. And I think that it was a new friend, actually, who said that maybe it should get checked out.
So I don't think that this brown mark on your skin looks worrying today. It's quite uniform in colour and it's nice and smooth in its outline. And it's not particularly big. But why don't we keep an eye on it? Perhaps you'd prefer for me to look at it again in maybe 2 or 3 months' time if it's changed at all. Or perhaps we could leave it with you to keep an eye on the sorts of things that might be a concern to me.
I mean, I could take photos of it.
Yeah. So if you take a decent picture of it at the moment and then look for any changes. But I've got a sheet here in front of me that I've just printed off for you. It's also available on our website that you might want to look at. And it just reminds you of the features on there that you should be looking for, which could suggest that that mole might be turning bad. Perhaps you might be able to take us through those.
Yeah, so the things that suggest that your mole might be turning bad would be if the mole isn't symmetrical and if the border of the mole is irregular in any way, if the colour of the mole is different in different parts, and if the mole has grown and is now bigger than 6 millimetres, and occasionally moles can bleed and itch. So these are the things that this information sheet does get you to look out for.
So I don't necessarily need to see you, and if this mole hasn't changed in 2 or 3 months' time, it probably wouldn't be very useful to see you again. But if you're still anxious about it, or if it has changed and you wanted me to have a look at it, I'd be very happy to do so.
OK, Dot, I'll keep an eye on it for now.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.